feels good. I mean, that was part of the plan the whole time. It was part of the process. The plan was to obviously get cleared. I knew it was going to happen, just eventually just went. It's going good.
You knew you weren't going to miss two Super Bowls in a row, didn't you?
No, I mean, I was just going through the protocol, whatever the standards were, whatever they had had me do throughout the weeks. I mean, I would say they were more on the cautious side of getting me out there right away with the bye week and everything in between, which definitely helped out big time, but just did every step by step every day, and everything went smooth, and officially got the word today that I was cleared. So it was super nice to hear from the doctors going through the whole process and ready to roll.
How did practice go today?
I went good. We've been having a couple good practices this week, and it's just good to be out there with the boys, getting the chemistry down, and it was a good day.
Rod, what were you specifically able to do today?
Everything. I was cleared. So today I was able to do everything that I was asked to do out there on the field. So I'll be ready to roll in the game. I'll be full go, ready to roll.
Rod, what did Tom Brady say to you when you found out? When he found out?
I don't even know if, like, when he found out. I mean, it was after. It was if he found out before practice or after. But I mean, we knew the whole time that I was going to be good to go. I was progressing really good throughout the week and throughout practice week. So he just knew that I'd be ready, and we've just been practicing like we always do.
Rod, are you limited in any way?
No, I'm not. I'm cleared. I'm ready to roll. I'll be full speed, taking on hits, blocking, running routes, whatever it will be.
You must feel like a caged animal who's been set free at this point.
Feeling pretty good, definitely, and just feels good to be out in the field, progressing throughout the weeks, the last week and this week. So feels good to be out there with my teammates and to be prepared for Sunday.
Rob, how excited are you to be playing after missing last year's match?
Oh, I'm super excited. I'm just always excited to get back out there on the field, and it's just one more opportunity this year to go out there and play the game I love to play.
Was there ever any doubt about playing?
I would say no. I knew I was going to be playing the whole time, but I was just obviously being cautious too. I didn't want to jump right into it right away. The team didn't want to do it. I think we did the process very well with the training staff here and the doctors that we had. I think they did a great job in preparing me to get back out on the field, and everything I did outside of the facility too to prepare myself to be ready. It's going good, and just happy to be back out there with the boys full speed.
Rob, when you took the hit and you got up woozy, how shaken up were you?
I mean, I'm not here to talk about that, about how shaky up I was and everything. I mean, that'll be for another time because I got a big game coming up with the Super Bowl. But I mean, yeah, I mean, definitely, I did get a concussion for sure. I mean, obviously, or else I would have never been in the protocol this whole time for the last 10 days or however long it's been. But everything's going good. I'm just looking forward to the big game now. I'm ready to roll, and that's all I'm looking forward to.
Rob, did you think that was a dirty hit?
It's football. It is what it is. I mean, it's a split second to make a decision, and it's running full speed one way. I'm going the other way. It's just part of the game. It happens, and just got to move on.
How do you feel you guys match up against the Eagles?
They're a very, very good team. They play hard, they're fast, they're physical. But it all depends on how you play on Sunday. I mean, you can all, on pen and paper, you can match up good, they can match up well, but it doesn't matter what the matchups look like during the week on pen and paper. It matters who goes out there and executes the best and plays the best on Sunday.
Rob, what was the frustration level like for you while you were sitting out over the course of the last week?
I wouldn't say the frustration. There really wasn't any frustration level. I've said it. I mean, from the beginning of last week, I knew if I just took the proper steps, just did everything I had to do, I would be cleared eventually. And we went through that whole process. I mean, there was no frustration. I mean, there was no reason to get frustrated. We had that extra week, which was awesome to have that extra week to get prepared, to get right, and to do what I had to do to get cleared. So. That was helpful, but I mean, there was no frustration, and just kept them trucking along. And I'm at where I'm at now, and I'll be ready to roll.
Is there rust in your body that you need to get out? Any rust in your system that you need to get out by Sunday?
Is there any rust? I mean, you're always trying to get out. You're always trying to make yourself a better player every time you step on the field. So. If you're trying to make yourself a better player, whatever you're trying to work on, I would say that could be part of your rust, that whatever you're trying to get better at. So I'm just, every time I just take the field, whatever I need to work on, feel like I need to work on, feel like I need to get my game better, feel like I need to work on something that I'm already pretty good at, but just need to keep it steady, keep it getting better every time I step on the field. So just always practicing to get better and be prepared to the max for the game. Yes. They play their defensive ends on a wide nine. I mean, I haven't really seen that much of that this year. I mean, when I was first in the NFL, I've seen a lot of it. There was a lot of wide nines, a lot of guys just putting their hands down and rushing up the field. And this year, I just, in the last couple of years, haven't seen that much of that. So it's something kind of new, but it's not new because I used to see it all the time back in the days when I was in my earlier years. But it causes problems, for sure. You mean they set the edge very well. They're hard rushers, and then you got to create lanes in the pass game. I mean, it all comes down to the matchups and how you execute on Sunday and how you're playing.
Rob, what's impressed you the most about Malcolm Jenkins?
He's a good player. He can move well, he can cover well, and he can make tackles. And just overall, he's a solid, solid player in every area of his game.
Rob, while you were limited, how did you pass the time? You can concentrate on some other things when you can't do certain things out there.
Yes. I mean, going through the process, I mean, it's not just relax and everything. I mean, you got to go through the process, seeing doctors, doing the, you know, they got brain exercises and stuff to get you back, to see how you're feeling. So just doing stuff like that. Getting myself better every single day. I mean, I was around the stadium or with the boys, with the guys, watching film, seeing what I could do to get better, seeing what I can do to see something. So I was prepared and just getting the body right, resting, and just doing it all so I'd be the best I can be on Sunday with my teammates.
Was it a gift not being part of this process over the last couple of days, or are you happy to be back in front of these cameras?
No, I'm happy to be back, definitely. I mean, when you're seeing the guys go through the process throughout the week, you're at practice with them and everything, but you just want to be whatever they're part of. You just want to be part of it too. Just feel like you're doing everything with the team, just being together as a team, doing the media with the team. So it just feels good to be back into the swing of things with all my teammates out here. So it's good.
Rob, did you have to go through contact in practice today?
Yes. I mean, throughout this week, I mean, that's part of passing the protocol. So. Yes, we did contact, and everything's good.
No problems when you were hit the first time?
Yeah, no problems. That's how I got cleared. They definitely put you through that, see how you're doing after, and they just don't clear you if you're not doing well. So everything went smooth, everything went well, and I got the clearance, which feels good, and I'll be ready to roll.
How was the contact? Did someone hit you with a bag?
No, I was playing football. It was blocking, running routes, whatever. It was a full-on practice, so... whatever you see out on the field, I mean, that whatever you see in kind of our training camp practices, that's the kind of contact it was. And, I mean, I would say it was plenty.
Who gave you the word? Do you remember who the person was that said you cleared?
Yeah, our training staff, Jimbo, our head trainer. So felt good coming from him.
How did he phrase it? I
mean, I knew it was a process. I knew eventually I was going to clear, but it's nothing... Nothing too serious, nothing too outstanding, but I would, yeah, just basically you're good to go. You're cleared, Rob. Congratulations.
How many people around New England are waiting to hear those words pass through your lips? Are you waiting to hear?
Yes. Yes, I mean, I knew it was going to come, so I really wasn't frustrated or anything by it, so just feels good. To let everyone know, let my family and my friends know that I'm good to go too, and just how excited I am for the game.
You know how many people around New England are breathing a sigh of relief right now?
Hopefully a lot.
Hey, Rob, how much more meaningful is it to play this game because you missed playing this game, and how difficult was that?
It's meaningful no matter what. If I played last year, I didn't play, but if I did play, this game would mean just as much. Just treating it the same, preparing for the game. I mean, every time I get a chance to play in the Super Bowl, I mean, you got to cherish the moment to the max, no matter what.
How tough was that to sit back and watch
I mean, I was been asked many times about that before, and throughout the off season, everything. I mean, I've answered it many times. I mean, it's a tough process, but I mean, I'm moved on now. I mean, it was excellent for the boys. I loved it. It was great to be part of it. But I mean, we got the Eagles up now. I mean, we got to move on, and I moved on, and I'm preparing for the Philadelphia Eagles, man. Big game Sunday, and that's all I'm looking forward to. No, just the one time we played here. That was the only time I've been here. It was a couple years ago, I think 2-3 years ago. We played at the College Stadium. That was the only time I was in Minnesota.
Rob, talk about the practice facility. A lot of Vikings fans think it's kind of odd that you will be the last team to ever play there, since they're not going back there. It's going to be torn down.
I mean, it's always strange at first. You go out on the practice field, you see the Minnesota Vikings symbol on the practice field and everything, but it is what it is. It's part of the process, and you just get used to it after the first day. So this is what it is, and we're just grateful to even have a nice facility to practice in indoors and get us ready for the game.
Hey, Rob, talk about how far this team has come. You guys started out 0-1, you got to 2-2. All of a sudden you find out you're here.
Yes, I mean, this team has came super far, from the defense to the offense to special teams. What makes this team is that everyone's in it together. All the players are in it together. All the coaches are in it together. The whole organization's in it together. And we've all stuck together from the very beginning, and we just knew we had to take 1 week at a time. I mean, it's just not a process, boom, you hit the switch and you're in the Super Bowl. It's a process throughout the last 7 months. We put the work in. We put the dedication in. We put our bodies on the line. We put the time in. And it's a process throughout the last 7 months, OTAs, off-season workouts, training camp every single day, grinding week to week during the season. It's just a whole process that leads up to this week, this moment.
How much does Brady inspire you when you see Brady get hurt and still play through injuries?
He's always inspired me. He's always inspired the whole team, the organization, I would say. And he's just always ready to go, no matter what it is. It's just awesome. I mean, I wasn't worried one single bit when that happened. I mean, he's a tough guy. He's always ready to roll, and he just shows that how much resilience he has and how he's always ready to go.
Rob, can you compare your situation over the last 10 days or so to any other rehab situations you've been in over the course of your career?
No, it was totally different. I mean, really wasn't worried. I knew I was going to be back from the beginning, basically. But, I mean, this one was less on the body. I mean, it's just basically more patience. Just chill out, get some rest. It was nothing, you know, really, really physical on the body. So it's all good.
Was it similar to the Ward one? I know you had the knee before, but did you think it wasn't a head two on that? Similar to that, Ron?
Yes, that was. But, I mean, I really couldn't compare it to that one because – with what happened on that play too, I mean, your whole body was so. I mean, it was a little different that one.
Rob, we just found Vince Wilfork was at practice today. When you saw Vince, what did he say and how did he inspire your team?
Yes, Vince is a great teammate, great player, and it's always good to see Vince around, especially this week here in Minnesota. To see him at our practice, he's an inspiration. I mean, how much hard work he's put in throughout the years. He's been to 4 Super Bowls. He has 2 rings, and just the way he always worked, the way he always played was inspiring, and he came with some good words of wisdom, and it was great to see him at practice.
What did he say?
I mean, I would just keep it. What he said was definitely inspiring. I mean, just cherish the moment. But other than that, I mean, it was to our team, so I would just keep it to that. Hola, man. Bien, ¿y tú? I'm feeling pretty good, man. Feeling good. I mean, I just got cleared today, so that's always a great feeling. And I'm super excited to be back out there this week on Sunday in the Super Bowl. Be back out there with my teammates, and we got one more practice tomorrow, so we got to get it done at practice tomorrow. Have a good day, and be super prepared for Sunday. We expect a long physical battle. I mean, it's going to take all 60 minutes. And it's going to be a challenge. I mean, they're a tough team. They're competitive, and you got to put in the work. You got to be ready. You got to be prepared because you know they're going to be bringing it, and we got to be bringing it too.
A message from Joshua Fiesta to all your fans that follow you in Mexico. You want to have a big fiesta domingo con el señor Roncal.
Gracias for being big fans out there in Mexico. Appreciate the love all over the world. And hopefully we can fiesta after the game. See. I mean, I'm just trying to play the best football I can play. For the kids, for the fans, for myself, for my teammates, for my friends, for my family. So I'm just trying to be the best player I can be coming up this Sunday, prepared the best I possibly can. Practice this week going well. Got one more day of practice. So just got to keep preparing, keep working hard, and hopefully go out there ready to roll. No, we prepare the same every single week. There's no really need to change up the routine. You got to keep your routine the same as it's always been. I mean, it's another game. It's a big game, but you want to keep your routine the same. You want to prepare the same, and you want to be ready just like we have been all year.
Hey, Rob.
I mean, hopefully it has more power.
Hey, Rob, can you talk about how Bill Belichick can separate each season from each season? Last year's Super Bowl, nobody even talks about it anymore. It's always on to the next one. And he's sort of mastered that, hasn't he?
Yes, I would say so. Definitely, for sure. He has mastered that, definitely, to always move on. It's a week-to-week season. Mm-hmm. It's a week-to-week game. It's a year-to-year game. And nothing in the past matters about this game coming Sunday. It doesn't matter how well we played in the previous games, how well we played in Super Bowls the years before. It only matters how you play this Sunday coming up. And he stresses that very well, and it's very true.
Rob, advice for your younger teammates. You're a Super Bowl veteran at this point. What can you tell them about game day and the game itself?
Just keep on preparing how you've been preparing all year. Keep on doing what you've been doing. Keep on doing the same routine that you've been doing that got us here.
You're a little bit of an excitable guy. How do you contain yourself on Super Bowl game day?
Yes, definitely. It's definitely a challenge. I mean, the game being a little bit later in the day, you get excited the day before, the day of, and you just got to chill. Just find a way to relax, just hang out, just chill with your teammates, and just set your mind so you're ready to roll on Sunday. Yes. Yes.
So it's such a big family. How do you handle your ticket situation?
I mean, the Patriots do a great job. Definitely. They do a great job with the travel. Just the organization overall is first class here, and they help out so much to have your family prepared, have your family ready. So it's the easiest process it can be on us as players. So we're fully prepared for the game Sunday. So they help us out big time to get whatever we need. No. I don't understand what that question is relating to. I'm just preparing for the Eagles.
Hey, Rob, during the 10 days, were there any setbacks at all or any roadblocks? Every day get better than the previous day?
Nope. There was no roadblocks. There's no nothing like that. I mean, the training staff did a great job here, and the doctors did a good job, and whatever we needed to do, there was no roadblocks. I kept getting better every day, and it led to this point where now I'm cleared and I'm ready to go. Yes, everything went as planned. There was no holdups. Oh, it's great knowing that you got your family, your friends up in the stands cheering you on. If they make the game, they're going to be watching. So it's a great feeling to know that. It's a great feeling to know that you got to put it all on the line, put a show on.
Rob, when you go through a test such as the concussion protocol, what is the biggest challenge of the test?
The biggest challenge of the test is just waiting to get cleared, I would say. Just waiting and waiting. So just being patient throughout the whole process. I mean, I would say that's with anything, coming back from any injury. Coming back from anything, trying to get better at whatever your craft that you're trying to get better at. You just always got to be patient, and everything will go as planned.
Were you anxious?
No, I was just patient. Just let it fly. Let it go. I mean, I knew I was going to be prepared. I knew I was going to be ready. I knew I was going to get cleared eventually. Just didn't know exactly when. So I was just waiting for that day and it has come, and I'm just ready to go. They got a great rush. Their pass rush is really good. I mean, their wide nines coming off the ball, putting pressure on the QB from their defensive tackle spots to their DNs. They're just very, very good at that, which they're very good at many other areas, but that stands out the most, definitely, and which putting pressure on the QB is always a huge factor in games. Oh, what's that, the beginning? Everything is going good. I mean, it's another game. It's another preparation. Prepare the same that we've been preparing every single week throughout the year. I wouldn't really change that. Wouldn't change the routine. So everything's been going good with the preparation, being out there at practice with the team, and just super excited for the game Sunday to be back out there with my teammates and to go out there and play in one of the biggest games of my life. He's a very good player. They got many good players on that side of the ball on their defense, and matchups are going to be key. I mean, they're good cover guys. They play hard. They're physical, and just got to be ready in all aspects of the game. It's pretty cool. I mean, I haven't talked all week, so definitely knew that it was going to be a pretty big crowd today. So. It's cool to see, and it's a fun process. You got to take it in and enjoy it throughout the week of the Super Bowl.
What have you been up to?
Just hanging with the team. I mean, we're busy. There's really nothing to do. I mean, obviously, we ain't hitting up no parties or anything. Yeah, we're living at a mall. Just been practicing, preparing, getting the body right, getting the mind right, and just basically preparing for the game.
No Benihana?
Nah. After.
No, you haven't talked all week. What's your message to the fans back in New England?
I mean, my message to the fans back in New England, that I'm cleared, that I'm ready to roll. I mean, I knew it was a process throughout the week, but I mean, I knew I was going to be cleared, like I've said, and just we always got the best fans. I mean, they're always there cheering. I mean, wherever you walk here in Minnesota, I mean, there's Patriot fans everywhere, and it's great. We got the best fans out there, and just my message to them is that I'm clear and I'm ready to roll.
Are you sure you didn't stay in concussion protocol just to avoid us?
I don't know. With this our organization, they might have had a plan to keep me off of the media for a little bit. So maybe they held me out for an extra day or two. I'm not sure. I mean, yeah, I don't know. They knew if you can get me going, I can get going. I mean, just getting better throughout the days. I mean, improving every single day. You just know your body by now and just how you're feeling all the time. So, I mean, from the beginning, it's a Super Bowl too. So I think no matter what, I just had my mindset that I was going to play. Because I was getting better every single day. The doctor saw it. I was improving every single day. And you just got to keep a positive mind, too. I mean, I ain't going to go no negative mind thinking in my head, well, I might not be playing now. I was going with a positive mindset the whole time from the beginning. And that definitely helps out big time.
How grateful are you that you're sitting here at the Super Bowl again, that you were drafted by this organization, this head coach, and this quarterback?
Oh, I mean, I remember that still to this day, 8 years ago. being on stage in New York City and being drafted by the Patriots. I mean, it was one of the best moments of my life. And the last 8 years flew by. And to be where I'm at now is just a blessing. And I'm super grateful for just being part of this organization and being part of this my going on to my fourth Super Bowl now this year. So it's just unbelievable. And I just can't take it for granted. And it makes you want to put that work in.
Is it a different kind of accountability when Tom Brady's your quarterback?
I would say so, for sure. I mean, it's accountability where you are accountable for yourself, too, in that way, because you're seeing everyone on your team. You're seeing Tom doing everything right to be prepared every single day. So I kind of make myself accountable, too, not just to my teammates but to myself, because I want to be out there every day, too. I want to be showing to them that I'm ready to roll, that I'm ready to roll for them, and that they're ready to roll for me. So it definitely picks it up a level every time we step on the field with my teammates here and the coaching staff, too.
Did Bill Belichick say anything to you when you were clear?
I haven't talked to him about that or, like, when I was officially cleared, but, I mean, I'm pretty sure he knows now. So.
You're sure now?
Yeah. So we'll probably talk tomorrow.
He didn't say welcome back. You good to go, you know, good news. Great to have you.
Great to have me. I mean, I'm thinking he was thinking that. I'm not sure.
He didn't say anything, right?
No, not yet.
Man,
that's easy. No talking.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
There you go.
All right. Wow. All right. It's a good selfie. Vic, what's up, man? Good. How are you? I know Vic. I used to go to his house in eighth grade. We're from Buffalo.
Wow.
Yeah, his daughter always invited me over.
This is why they held you out, Rob.
Exactly. See, it just takes one thing to get me going. I'm going back to the Belichick style. To hear a compliment from him, I mean, you definitely got to take it in. Just throughout the years, I mean, just learning from him, learning the game of football, is just a blessing to be learning from one of the best out there. Just knows his stuff inside and out, and to learn how to play the game under him is just a blessing, and just makes you a better player at all times. Yes, I mean, once you're starting to understand the game more, I mean, it's not just one day, boom, that flip is switched. I mean, I would say it was a process throughout the last couple of years. I mean, I would definitely say it wasn't at the beginning of my career. It was through, like, the mid years to coming up now to this year. You're just learning about the game of football more. You're learning about not just defenses, but how to get open, finding ways to get open, not just by beating someone with skill, beating someone because you're faster, but beating someone because you know the game of football. You know where the areas are in the zone. You know where the areas are to sit so Tom can throw the ball. So just learning the game of football here in this organization, I mean, you couldn't ask from better teachers than our coaches and Tom. Mark was a great player, and it's just an honor to be compared to him. And I tell you the truth, we never actually talked about it. But, I mean, I've seen his comments before comparing me to him. But it's a player that I appreciate, and I'll definitely take that compliment. It's always special. I mean, throughout your life, I mean, just coming, especially your parents, I mean, they put you through that whole process just growing up as kids, just making sure I was on time for everything, signing me up for all the sports I wanted to play. So just being able to get to here at this stage, it's just an honor to have my parents, my family in the crowd that been there since day one, that's been bringing me to practices since I was 8 years old, to whatever sport I was playing. to making sure I was on time to whatever it was, making sure I was getting my schoolwork done so I could get to where I am now. Definitely, especially making it this far throughout the year. You just gel more and more every single week. I mean, going through training camp, I mean, it's a grind. That just starts right there. You know that your teammates are going through training camp with you, putting it all on the line so you can be prepared for the whole season. And just week to week, putting that grind in, you just become closer every single time. When you lose, you become closer. When you win, you become closer. And just having that process of everyone just coming together in the locker room, and that's what you need in order to make it this far in this team. I mean, we couldn't ask for any better teammates here. I mean, everyone puts it on the line. Everyone prepares hard. Everyone practices hard, and we all play for each other.
Rob, my son's been asking me how big your hands are, so can you just do me the favor
sure.
And just show it to him? Just turn it that way. All right, that's ridiculous.
I mean, I guess I got big hands and big fingers. Yeah, it did. But that's media. And then in Super Bowl media, always gets weird.
Sweet.
No more questions.
Yesterday, Harrison and Amendola switched jerseys when they came in for their media day. Do you guys play pranks on each other? Do you keep it loose?
Oh yeah. You got to always keep it loose. No matter what. I mean, there's times to be serious and there's times to keep it loose. And when there's times to keep it loose, you got to keep it loose. It's a grind throughout the year. It's a grind this week, just preparing. So whenever we can, we keep it loose. We joke around out in the practice field, in the meeting rooms. You just try and get the work done, and then you got to keep it loose at times, too, to get yourself through the day.
There's a lot of talk about who plays the best music. Offense?
I'll go with offense. I'll go with Brandon Bolden. He's always got his big boombox speaker going and always got the jams rolling, so it's the offense right there. I watch it every single day. I can already tell you what's going to happen in every episode. Yes. What's coming up next? I see him do it every single day. I mean, I've seen clips of it. I actually haven't sat down. But, I mean, it's definitely great. It's definitely – it's a true story. It's not reality TV playing stuff. I mean, Tom vs. Time is a true story and true how he truly lives his life and how he gives up. What he gives up so he can be such a great competitor at this game.
If you were going to do one, what would it be?
I don't know. Yeah, that would sound more like it. I would figure it out on the spot. Wow, this is great. Questioned out. What time is it?
It's almost time to go.
Oh, 10 more minutes.
Let me ask you this. You know, you missed last year's Super Bowl. Julian Edelman's going to miss this year's Super Bowl. Obviously, you can feel for Julian. What do you think it's going to be like for him having to watch it?
I mean, it's tough. And, I mean, it's something that – oh, hold on. What's up, Kyle? What's up, baby? Just chilling over here with my cameras. How you doing? I got 10 minutes left. We actually ran out of questions. We all sat here for a minute looking at each other. Because I answered them so good.
Yeah, you did. Back to Edelman.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, definitely. The competitive nature in him. But he's a strong player. And just the way he's been rehabbing, seeing him around the facilities, seeing how strong he's been, seeing how fast he's coming back to where he is now, seeing how he's progressing every single week. Because he's been around, he's been putting the work in, and you just know he's going to come back super strong. I mean, he just has that mentality that nothing can take him down, and he'll bounce back in no problem. Yes, I mean, it's huge. It's big to have a guy with that much experience, that much knowledge on our team. just how much work he puts into his body to keep strong, to keep fit, to keep setting that edge. It's just an unbelievable process, and just an inspiring process too, that just shows that if you put the work in, if you put the dedication in, that you can just keep on going. No, I haven't. I mean, I would say that's pretty insane. I don't think I could do his workouts. They're pretty crazy. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do that much weight. That's nuts. He's a big boy. He's big.
Rob, you guys said you're basically living in a mall. You hit up the food court at all, or have you been
checking out? No. I mean, I played Xbox the other night in the mall, the Microsoft store versus Blunt. So that was good. He's a good friend. He was great to have, great teammate here. And that was fun doing that. I mean, but that's really the only thing I've done. I mean, just other than that, been practicing, getting ready. We got a busy schedule. And just really, it's a time to prepare. It's a time to get ready for the game. I mean, there's a lot. This is my fourth Super Bowl. I know what goes on outside of them. I've been to Super Bowls when I haven't been playing them. So there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of distractions that can occur for sure. But I feel like this team, these players, we're just all focused on the game and not letting that get to us and just doing what we got to do to be prepared.
Rob, you mentioned LeGarrette Blount. What's it going to be like going against your former teammates, a guy like Blount, a guy like Chris Long?
They're great guys. They're great teammates. They're great locker room guys to have around. And it just is what it is, kind of. I mean, they're good dudes, great guys. They're good friends, and just got to be competitive. I mean, that's all really I can say. I mean, it's a game. I mean, they're going to be playing hard. We're going to be playing hard.
Rob, on that hit by Barry Church, does he reach out to you after that just to say, no intention or anything like that?
I mean, no, he hasn't, but I don't feel like there is that he needs to. I mean, it's football. I mean, I signed up for the game. I mean, it's everything happens in split second. I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, moved on now. I'm in the Super Bowl. I'm good. I'm ready.
You talked about how T.J. Ward getting your head in the knee and the head, and this one just the head. Like, do you ever worry about just the accumulation, you know, the head stuff? Like, this would be the second one.
No, I never really worried. Never really thought about that. Just my mindset is just whenever you hit a speed bump in the road, just to get back up, keep doing what you got to do. I mean, obviously do what you got to do through the process and not put yourself in more danger, but do the process right, do everything that you can right, and just keep on trucking and get back out there, because it's just being part of your teammates. I mean, you see them grind every day. You see them go through stuff, and you see them try and get back as soon as possible so they can be on the field. So I want to do the same every single time, and that's my mindset.
Rob, you helped inspire Patriots fan Robbie Garnacoat down in Florida when he came out of the
club. Yep.
How has he inspired you?
That was an unbelievable story. I mean, when I first heard that through my friend, he told me the story. I mean, it was touching. I mean, I like doing those time that kind of stuff with kids like Robbie and what he's been through, and hearing the story of how it all created, of him coming back with my jersey hanging up. I mean, it was a special story. It was definitely touching, and it was inspiring. And it was a blessing to have him at the game when we played the Dolphins at home a few months back. So it's a great story, great kid, and I'm glad that he was able to come to a game and meet him. We're just preparing, man. We're just preparing the game every single time how we have been. I mean, no matter what it is before game, the hype before the game, we just got to keep preparing, because it all comes down to who plays the best on Sunday, who executes the best, who goes out there and makes the most plays, who goes out there and performs the best as a team. So really everything before that really doesn't matter until you step out there on the field.
Rob, it looks like Sunday's going to be your last game with Matt Patricia, Josh McDaniels. Can you tell us how special they are to this football team?
They're really special. I mean, they're our coordinators. They're our defensive coordinators. They're our offensive coordinator. And it was just an honor to learn from them. I mean, like I said, just throughout the process, throughout my knowledge of the football game, just learning from Tom, learning from Bill, learning from Patricia, learning from McDaniels, learning from all my coaches. I mean, it just couldn't be in a better system to learn the game of football to learn the knowledge of and the terminology. And I feel like that's what helped me grow up and enjoy this game and learn more about this game, too, is having such great coaches like that all around all the time. I mean, whatever coaches ask me to do, I mean, teammates ask me to do, I mean, I'm trying to do it my best. I mean, if it's run blocking, blocking the DN, making some holes for the running back, and going down the field, making some plays down the field to make some big plays, get some yardage. I mean, I would say playing my position, playing tight end is definitely a huge role in the offense. It's a huge process, blocking, pass catching, and you just got to do what I got to do. A lot of players, a lot of teammates depend on me. I depend on a lot of teammates, too. So we're just trying to go out there and put our best on as a team.
Thank you.
Yep.
As you get older, do you appreciate more your health? We've had some bad breaks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you definitely appreciate your health as you get older. I mean, because as a kid, being young in the league, I mean, you just always feel good. You always feel great. But I mean, obviously, there's an aging process, and you feel that in the 20s. You feel that in the mid 20s, and you just appreciate any time you feel good. You appreciate your health, and you know it's crucial. You know it's big. Sometimes. Yeah.
Rob, you have a lot of fans in Mexico City and the rest of Latin America. Can you send a message for all your fans in Latin America, especially Mexico?
Yes, I mean, we appreciate all our fans, Mexico, Latin America. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Like when we went down to Mexico City and we saw all the fans out there wearing our jerseys, wearing the Patriots jerseys, shirts, hats, T-shirts, whatever it was. I mean, it's just super neat, super cool to see that. It's just not in the United States. It's global. It's worldwide, and it's just an honor to have fans outside of the U.S., especially in Mexico, our Latin fans. So just appreciate them all. Love them all.
Can you say something in Spanish for your fans?
Hola, gracias.
Can you say, Super Bowl on Fox Sports?
I don't know that one.
English.
Oh, Super Bowl on Fox Sports, Mexico. You know, you got to teach me, Martin. Yeah, I always do the Spanish ones for Martin right there. You should give him some clips. I mean, I remember the whole lines. He never holds up the piece of paper. I remember the whole script always. Yeah, always. What's up? Oh, it's always good. Definitely feel relieved just to get fully through the protocol, be fully back on the field, to be back with the team out there on the practice full speed. So it's a great honor to be back and super excited and getting ready for the big game.
What's going to be your greatest challenge on Sunday?
Our greatest challenge is the Eagles defense. How they play. They play hard. They play fast, and just overall, we got to go out there as a team and be ready. All right, guys. Thank you very much. All right.